This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 17th. God's word for you today is, be present. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 60, verse 1. And it says, arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord is risen to shine on you. We start today's devotional with our final thoughts from yesterday, which is, as light, God expects you to be present in your family, office, business, home, fellowship. And when you're present, God expects that His light will be present. God wants you to bring your light to bear in your relationships. God wants the light that comes from you to change the lives of your children, change the life of your spouse, and change the lives of your colleagues. God wants you to be present. However, it is possible to be physically present and yet absent. Parents and masters are doing this. They can be present in the house and be absent at the same time. God wants you to be present and pay attention. You are present when you are physically available. It is also possible not to be physically present and for your presence to be felt. Paul was saying to the Corinthian church, even though I am not with you there physically, I am with you in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 3 to 4. Please read. Your influence can go beyond your physical location. God is seated in heaven, yet His presence is on earth. He controls the affairs of men. So you and I need to grow in our influence to be present even when we are absent. For instance, when I am in a situation where I need wisdom, it is as if my grandmother is there with me, guiding me with proverbs. She is also in my sermons, and a lot of us are familiar with her and her proverbs. Even though she died a long time ago, her light, her influence is still present. God wants us to grow in our influences, and He is going to empower us to do this over the next few days. God wants us to be present. It is sometimes disrespectful when you are with someone that is engaging with you and you are not present, or vice versa. Someone shared a story of how he was talking to his boss about a project. The more he tried to impress his boss, the more he realized that the man was staring past him to something else. Even though the man was present, he was not paying attention to him. So he looked back and saw a hot dog stand. And sure enough, as soon as he was done talking to his boss, the man walked to the stand and bought a hot dog and began to eat. How would you feel if it were you? Presence influences happiness. Every time we give people that are important to us our attention, we are increasing their happiness. Why do children, particularly toddlers, constantly seek their parents' attention? Even when they are doing something as basic as jumping on a piece of paper, and as soon as their parents are focused on them, they will jump with all their strength. Why? It is because they want happiness, and your presence influences their happiness. Why do adults want attention? Presence influences happiness. Let us pray. Father, as light, I arise and I shine. My presence will bring light and joy to nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.